Thank you, Madam Chair, and maybe my colleagues will compliment what I would say. I mean, in terms of budgets, we don't really see where the change would be in terms of the resources needed within the Secretariat. If, of course, if you add on extra activities and you broaden the scope, but that is also the case now. So if we would do more training workshops and things like this, then of course we would need more resources. But we work within the resources that we have. And the resources that we receive, thanks, of course, in particular to Austria and Switzerland, allow us to finance the participation of national experts from our countries, which we particularly focus on, the countries with economies and in transition. And that would not change. And we do not see either that there is any implication in terms of a regular budget, because it is still servicing two meetings, two bodies meeting once a year, the Working Group on Environmental Monitoring and the potential joint working group on environmental statistics and indicators. So we can only expand the activities if we do receive extra extra budgetary resources, and that is independent of the form of this body. Of course, if countries, new countries would then participate, if we had all the member states of the Conference of European Statisticians, there are budgetary implications for those participants in attending the meeting, but there is not any extra budgetary implication for the holding of the meeting. We would still have a meeting room, we would still have the interpretation. There is a question there whether we would stick with English and Russian or we would add French, but that is already the case. The Joint Task Force could already decide that it wants to have French as well, for example. So I really don't see that there is a big change in the budgetary situation, a big change, any change in fact. And the other thing is that, if I may, more on the substance. We're talking about the topics which were raised by the Nicosia Conference. We're talking about sustainable infrastructure. We're talking about plastics. We're talking about e-waste. All these topics, which if we would just do in a joint task force, we would do those topics. And if we had it in a joint working group, we would address those topics. Because they are important and they have been identified by the ministers. What is being asked for is a platform where environment and statisticians can come together and talk about these topics. And we know what the risks are when that doesn't happen. And I was just thinking about this yesterday, but some of you may remember the MDGs. MDG 7 was on environmental sustainability, and one of the targets was about halving the proportion of the population without access to safe and clean, accessible water resources, approximately those wordings, that wording. The indicator, however, was a measure of the population with access to improved water sources. And that was a completely different thing. And what that meant was that there was a drive to provide improved water sources. And that was measured as being a success, but it was meaningless because the quality of an improved source is not necessarily adequate. Access is not necessarily adequate. Affordability is not necessarily adequate. So if you don't get your indicators right, you don't get your policies right either, because then people, it's quite natural that we have a target. We focus on the target and what the target says, and we try to achieve that target. And if the indicators are wrong, then you actually go for the wrong target. So, but that's all I have to say. Thank you.